Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I come into your presence this morning to praise you, to worship you, to adore you. Thank you for this beautiful opportunity to be in your presence. I believe you're here in my heart through your Trinity, through sanctifying grace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling in me, transforming me, inspiring me. I believe you're here. And I hope in you. I hope in your love, in your fidelity, hope in your promises to teach me, guide me, strengthen me, help me today. And I love you. I love you above all things. I'm sorry, Lord, when I don't love you above everything, when I betray my faith. It's small little ways, other bigger ways. I'm sorry, Lord, but I love you, and you know that I love you. I humble myself in your presence as a poor man coming, begging for your grace, begging for your help, pleading with your heart to share with me the treasures of your heart. I know that you will in faith. So I enter into this dialogue with you in trust, Lord. Now open my heart, my mind, my imagination to receive your Holy Spirit and to let your gospel, your word, speak to me. I meditate on Matthew 9:9-13. As Jesus was walking on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Now, while he was at table in the house, it happened that a number of tax collectors and sinners came to sit at the table with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When he heard this, he replied, "It's not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'Mercy is what pleases me, not sacrifice.' And indeed, I came to call not the upright, but sinners." You could read again the Word of God, and if nothing on the first pass caught your attention or spoke to you or invited you to deeper reflection, read again slowly and listening. But for me, in the first kind of reading of this gospel, what strikes me is the simplicity of the call in those first two lines. Jesus was walking on from there, saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. He said, "Follow me," and he got up and followed him. Jesus, that speaks to me as kind of a paradigm of the simplicity of the way you work in my conscience and my heart every day. You simply come by and say, "Follow me." And the invitation to my heart, to my freedom, is to simply get up and follow you. How easily my heart, weighed down by sin, weakened by sin, complicates the simplicity of responding to you. I could have, just like Matthew, said, "But I have this," or "But the Romans, what will they say?" Or, "But there's all these people in line to pay taxes. But what will happen to you if the Romans get upset that you're the reason I left? They bring it out on you." Or so many excuses Matthew could have had to say, "No, wait, later, another circumstance when it's easier, more convenient." And yet he gets up and follows. Jesus, that speaks to me that you don't ask for my explanation, defense, for me to enlighten you on the convenience or not of the invitations of your call to me on a daily basis. You just invite me, trust, be simple, listen, and respond. I know all the circumstances of your life. I know all the implications of this invitation to follow. And yet, if knowing all this, I call you, trust in me. So Jesus, I increase my trust. I ask for the grace to trust you more this day, to love you more this day, respond more freely, more quickly, more confidently. Whenever your heart calls my heart, whenever the needs of my brothers and sisters call upon my heart to serve their needs, to be creative and attentive, and not just in positive things, but also things that my heart invites me to avoid, gossip, backbiting, slander, to have a good heart, a simple heart, to respond creatively to loving my brothers and sisters. Let me respond like Matthew, quickly, without complication. Another thing that inspires me when I read this is that then you go on and you sit with sinners. You sit with Matthew's friends. You sit with the reality of his life. You engage with them. You walk into the space that normally he inhabits to accompany him now that he's called into those same spaces and to extend your call through him to his friends, to that milieu. That you want me, Jesus, to bring you into my life. Yes, in a certain way, when you call me out of things. You call me to leave things. You call me to step away from things that would stand in the way of you. But you also ask me to step back into so many realities of my life with a new heart and a new attitude, to call you or to call me to step into them in a renewed fashion. So Jesus, that speaks to me about bringing you into the circumstances of my life, into the relationships I hold dear, into the friendships, into the mission, into the apostolate you call me to serve. But yes, you call me out of, but you also call me into. So you've been called out of the world, but we've been sent into the world as well, like salt, like light, to transform it. And so like Matthew and like you, Jesus, I shouldn't be afraid to bring you into that world in a new way. And then in the third moment, I'm struck by the Pharisees' attitude to this. When they saw it, when they saw this reality of Jesus being brought into a new space, God being brought into a new milieu, the Romans, the tax world, Matthew's life. Pharisees that had rejected that and judged that as evil and saw that as cooperation and evil and had put a distance of, that's impure. We won't relate with that. We'll chastise it from a distance, hoping to provoke a conversion. But when they see Jesus step into that reality to try to transform it from within through calling Matthew and accompanying him into that space, they criticize it. Why do you eat? Why do you commune? Why do you walk alongside? Why do you allow yourself to be impure and step into that sinful space? Ultimately, they didn't believe in the power of God through them to step into those spaces and rather be made impure by them. They, through God's grace, would purify those spaces, would bring God's grace into those relationships. They believed the way God could transform that was from the outside, speak his word and his truth into it, but from a distance. And Jesus, and that's the whole secret of your incarnation, Jesus, you step into those realities. That you don't deem your equality with God something to be grasped and held onto and stayed safe. But you lower yourself, step into the mystery of our lives, and transform them from within. Therefore, God has highly exalted you. God exalted you for that willingness to believe in his power, to believe that you could stay united with him while also stepping into these situations of the world. And Jesus, you call me to do the same. Not to deal in fear with the world, not to deal in kind of an unhealthy desire for my own purity and step away, but to walk with you in confidence and trust in your grace, to go into those places and bring your grace and your purity. your transformative power into the mysteries of this world touched by sin. Jesus, make me your apostle, so united to you that I can step in and heal the sick with your grace. Bring your light where there's darkness. Bring your love where there's hate. Bring your peace where there's division. Beautiful prayer of Francis that comes to mind. O Master, grant that I may not seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood, as to understand. Lord, give me that heart for others and walk into this day with that confidence. So I invite you to take a few moments now to formulate a resolution for your day based on your own conversation with the Lord. Hopefully you were able to pause and continue your own conversation where it was helpful. And then make your resolution to go into the day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.